feeling really good. Every day is better and better. Today's probably the best I've felt since I've been back. So to get a few goals today was brilliant. Being a striker, that's all you want to do. The whole time I was injured, I was looking forward to get back and just scoring goals again, because that's what I'm here to do. So, it was good to get two today.
It was a real cruel blow, wasn't it, getting that injury when you did, after finishing last year so strongly?
Yeah, it was tough to take initially. Obviously, I came into the team last year. I thought I'd done quite well. Come back pre-season fit and sharp, and thought I was doing well in pre-season. And so to get that injury early on, well, later on in pre-season, and knowing that I was going to miss the first few months was definitely very hard.
Because the big talking point at the end of last year was the way that you'd played, the way that Liam Palmer had played, and that you were going to be, well, a focal point of the team moving forward. And he's played pretty much every game, and I guess you would have had that opportunity as well, barring the injury.
Well, yeah, there was always that opportunity for me to continue to play games like I was last season. But yeah, Palms has continued the way that he finished last season, and I was looking forward to doing the same thing. But unfortunately, I picked up the injury.
Is there a mental battle that goes with recovering from an injury like that? When you're prepared for a new season, you've got to cope with the disappointment, you've got to go through all the rehab. What is it like?
Yeah, it's definitely really tough, because obviously you get a few weeks off during the summer, and you look forward to the new season when you come back in preseason. You get to see all the new faces, and you look forward to the season. So when you're injured, it's not nice. Luckily, the club were really good with me. They sent me home during the early part of my season, or early part of my injury, sorry. And it was good to see my family and stuff again. So that helped take off the initial blow of the injury. But once you come back and you see all the boys training and stuff every day, it's definitely difficult, because you just want to be out there training with them, and you miss all the banter that goes on in training, and you're basically just in the gym doing all your rehab work, and it's not easy work. You're in there for an hour, 2 hours at a time, just focusing directly on the knee. So, yeah, it's mentally tough, but you just got to look forward to the future and seeing yourself out playing again.
I was going to ask, how much does family help at a time like that, and I suppose friends as well, when you need to be picked up a little bit, don't you, when you've got an injury like that?
Yeah, it's definitely a big help, help from friends and family, because they obviously know what it's like for you to be playing games. It's all I've ever wanted to do is be a footballer, so when I'm not able to play football, it's definitely tough. But as you get older, you sort of start to realize that injuries do happen in the sport, and it's just one of those things you got to just forget about and get on with it and start to work hard and see yourself back out on the pitch again.
Are you a different person? Obviously, some players aren't they, when they're forced to kind of sit around, and, you know, you're an athlete, you want to get out there, you want to be running around, you want to be playing football, don't you? When you're kind of forced to sort of just sit and recover, are you good at dealing with that?
I think I'll be better from now on if I'm ever to have a long-term injury again, because obviously this is the worst injury I've ever had. So I'd say it's definitely helped for the future if need be, but I think I'm quite a mentally strong person as it is, so I think I handle it quite well.
Obviously, you mentioned in March that your mother had a cancer scare. Has she been recovering well? Is everything okay now?
Yeah, she's absolutely fine now. They found it early enough and got it all removed. So she's been on the mend ever since. And yeah, she's a strong lady. She had six kids, so she's doing good.
How much of an inspiration is your mother?
Yeah, both my parents, most definitely. Like, having six kids, bring us up the way they did. They gave us everything they could. I'm quite blessed. We got to travel over to Europe. Obviously, I grew up in Canada, so we got to come over here a lot when we were younger. And I don't think a lot of parents would have made that happen, but they kept us close to our family over here. And we have a really tight-knit group family. So, yeah, they're definitely a big inspiration for me.
That must help so much, though, as well, when you've got a big support base like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my two oldest brothers are both married. They both have kids now, so the kids are on FaceTime asking me how I'm doing, and they're excited for me to get back playing. It's just little things like that that definitely help the most.
I suppose it's cool when there's a member of the family who plays professional football in England.
Yeah, I suppose. I've never really looked at it that way, because obviously I'm here all the time and I don't necessarily get to see them as much as I should. But I guess it's pretty cool for them.
Are you fit enough now, do you think, having played, I think it's a couple of development games, haven't you? A couple of the under-21 matches. Do you feel fit enough now where, if Stuart Gray said to you, Keelan, can you start for me on Saturday, do you think you could be in a position to do that now?
I'd like to think so, yeah. Obviously, the more games I play, the fitter I'm going to get. But I've had a good few weeks training now, a couple games. I made the bench last weekend, which was good to be involved again. But I think if Stuart was to say he'd like to start me this weekend, then I'd like to think that I'd be able to go out there and do a good job for him.
The team needs some goals, don't they? Whoever it is, I guess, who starts the game, they need someone who can get the goals for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're not far away. We're playing good football. I don't know if you've seen the game against Huddersfield, but we're definitely unlucky. We should have had a penalty, a couple goal-mass scrambles, but we don't need to change too much. It's just the hardest part in football, I suppose, is scoring goals. But honestly, I don't think we're too far away.
Yeah, I did see the game. It was particularly frustrating, wasn't it? Sort of that last 20 minutes, all those chances coming in. As the players got into the dressing room afterwards, what was the mood like? Was there a bit of disbelief in there?
I think there might have been a bit of disbelief, but we just got to keep doing what we're doing. That's another clean sheet, and you got to look at the positives when you're going in a run like this. It's another clean sheet, and we hit the post. We had a penalty turned down. It's just a little bit of luck that needs to change, and I think it's not far away from happening.
How much do the players want to win one for the manager too? Because the club has made real progress in the last year, and you know he's having to deal with this. You know, people like me are having to ask him every single week. It's another game, Stuart, without a goal, or another game without a win. How much do the players want to get a win for him as well?
Oh, absolutely. He's been top class, and he's been in. Everyone enjoys working with him every day. His sessions he puts on are class. He's a good man manager, and all the boys definitely are desperate to get a win for him, score a few goals and get a win for him. But it's just a matter of putting what we do on the training ground into a Saturday. And I'll say it again, we're not far away, honestly.
It sounds like the group's still extremely close with the coach at the heart of this.
Yeah, of course. We have a really good squad at the minute. A lot of the boys are close. I'd say all the boys are quite close, and that definitely helps when you're going through a run like we are at the minute. And everyone together every day, it's brilliant to see all the smiles and all the banter going on. But it's definitely a tight-knit group.
As a coach who's given you your real, I guess, first opportunity in the Championship, do you have a little bit more respect or a bit more time for Stuart Gray and that he's given you that chance?
I wouldn't say I have any more time for him than everyone else. He's good to work with every day, like I said earlier. I definitely have to respect him for giving me the chance, and I really do appreciate it because it was good to get involved and finally make my first start for the club, which he gave me, and finally score my first couple goals. And I do have maybe a little bit more respect for him than the others.
Gary Taylor-Fletcher has gone back to Leicester now. Gary Medine's at Coventry. I think their manager's quoted as saying they'd like to keep him as well. So there may be an opportunity up front as well as potentially out wide. You know, you've played up both positions. Do you have a preference at all as you move forward? Is it just a case of being out there for you?
There's nothing better than being out there, playing and working hard for the team. But if I was to choose a position, I'd probably say I'm a striker. I've been a striker as long as I can remember. But obviously, last few years, I've been playing out wide a couple of times for the 21s initially and then for the first team. But if I was to be asked my position, I would say I'm a striker.
And just to finish, the goals that you scored last year, it seemed to come easy to you. I'm not suggesting for a minute that it is easy, but it seemed like quite a natural thing that you got out there, you started to score goals. Did you surprise yourself at all? Because it is known as such a difficult level, the Championship, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very difficult league. You look at the teams that are still in division and teams that have been in division for years, like even including Sheffield Wednesday. It's a very tough division to get out of, but I've always been known to score goals. I'm a goal scoring centre forward, so it's nowhere near easy. Definitely not easy, but I think it might come a bit more naturally to me than say some others.
Is that something that you've always had?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I think I've scored goals every level I've played in, so I'd like to think it's something I've always had. Yeah.